toys. She sniffed. Oh, I dare say they're all very well as decoration. Something nice to look at while you're working. Something for show, but the start and finish is helping people when life is on the edge. Even people you don't like. Stars is easy. People is hard. She stopped talking. It was several seconds before birds began to sing again. Anyway, that's what I think, she added, in the tones of someone who suspects that they might have gone just a bit further than they meant to. She turned around when Tiffany said nothing and saw that she had stopped and was standing in the lane looking like a drowned hen. Are you all right, girl? She said. It was me, wailed Tiffany. The hiver was me. It wasn't thinking with my brain. It was using my thoughts. It was using what it found in my head. All those insults. All that, she gulped, that nastiness. All it was me without the bit of you that was locked away, said Mistress Weatherwax sharply. Remember that. Yes, but supposing, Tiffany began, struggling to get all the woe out. The locked-up bit was the important bit, said Mistress Weatherwax. Learning how not to do things is as hard as learning how to do them. Harder, maybe. There'd be a sight more frogs in this world if I didn't know how not to turn people into them. And big pink balloons, too. Oh, don't, said Tiffany, shuddering. That's why we do all the tramping around and doctrine and stuff, said Mistress Weatherwax. Well, and because it makes people a bit better, of course. But doing it moves you into your centre, so's you don't wobble. It anchors you, keeps you human, stops you cackling. Just like your granny with her sheep, which are, to my mind, as stupid and wayward and ungrateful as humans. You think you've had a sight of yourself and found out you're bad? Ha! I've seen bad and you don't get near it. Now, are you going to stop grizzling? What? Snapped Tiffany. Mistress Weatherwax laughed to Tiffany's sudden fury. Yes, you're a witch to your boots, she said. You're sad, and behind that you're watching yourself being sad and thinking, oh, poor me, and behind that you're angry with me for not going there, poor dear. Let me talk to those third thoughts then, because I want to hear from the girl who went to fight the Fairy Queen armed with nothing but a frying pan, not some child feeling sorry for herself and wallowing in misery. What? I am not wallowing in misery, Tiffany shouted, striding up to her until they were inches apart. And what was all that about being nice to people, eh? Overhead, leaves fell off the trees. That doesn't count when it's another witch, especially one like you, Mistress Weatherwax snapped, prodding her in the chest with a finger as hard as wood. Oh? Oh? And what's that supposed to mean? A deer galloped off through the woods. The wind got up. One who's not paying attention, child. Why? What have I missed that you've seen, old woman? Old woman I may be, but I'm telling you the hiver is still around. You only threw it out, Mistress Weatherwax shouted. Birds rose from the trees in panic. I know, screamed Tiffany. Oh, yes? Really? And how do you know that? Because there's a bit of me still in it. A bit of me I'd rather not know about, thank you. I can feel it out there. Anyway, how do you know? Because I'm a bloody good witch, that's why, snarled Mistress Weatherwax as rabbits burrowed deeper to get out of the way. And what do you want me to do about the creature while you sit there snivelling, eh? How dare you? How dare you? It's my responsibility. I'll deal with it, thank you so very much. You, a hiver, it'll take more than a frying pan. They can't be killed. I'll find a way. A witch deals with things. Ha! I'd like to see you try. I will, shouted Tiffany. It started to rain. Oh, so you know how to attack it, do you? Don't be silly, I can't. It can always keep out of my way. It can even sink into the ground, but it'll come looking for me, understand? Me, not anyone else, I know it, and this time I'll be ready. Will you indeed? Said Mistress Weatherwax, folding her arms. Yes. When? Now? No. The old witch held up a hand. Peace be on this place, she said quietly. The wind dropped. The rain stopped. No, not yet, she went on, as peace once again descended. It's not attacking yet. Don't you think that's odd? It'd be licking its wounds if it had a tongue. And you're not ready yet, whatever you thinks. No, we've got something else to do, haven't we? Tiffany was speechless. The tide of outrage inside her was so hot that it burned her ears. But Mistress Weatherwax was smiling. The two facts did not work well together. Her first thoughts were, I've just had a blazing